the U.S. Agriculture Secretary plans to bring stakeholders in the genetically engineered food labeling debate to the table to reach common ground on the issue. That comes as a handful of states are pushing for their own labeling laws that some farm groups call a patchwork of mismatched regulations. On the federal level, a group of lawmakers is calling for a uniform GMO labeling system across all 50 states that would set a national standard. The Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015, a federal voluntary labeling initiative, failed to get through Congress this year. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently announced he will hold a stakeholder meeting on GMO labeling in 2016.
I intend to, after the first of the year, to meet a meeting of folks who have been reaching out to me. These are not necessarily senators or members of Congress, but they are folks who are interested in the labeling issue.
Vilsack said he is concerned about chaos in the market if more states implement labeling laws with differing provisions. Many stakeholders, from farm and food groups to consumer organizations, are behind GMO labeling, but are unsure on the best path forward, according to the USDA. Vilsack says his meeting would be an effort to find balance in a labeling measure
in a way that doesn't create significant market disruption, while at the same time recognizing consumers' need to know and right to know the basic information.
Meanwhile, a handful of House and Senate Republicans have pledged to focus on legislation again in 2016 that would prevent states from enacting labeling laws, but some warn there is still not enough support in the Senate. I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.